Hi there, and welcome back to the TXF Weekly News Podcast. I'm Ralph Ivey, and I'll be your host as we go through the news for this week in export and commodity finance. In terms of features and articles at txfnews.com, you can go there now for some reflections on the various approaches to untied lending in the ECA community by Max Thompson, TXF Managing Editor, and a look at Germany's $1.6 billion Hanseatic Energy Hub, which recently took an FID on a future-proofed onshore LNG terminal by Sean Keating, TXF Editor. In the news this week, the EU has tabled a proposal to ban ECA support for fossil fuel projects through an amendment to the OECD arrangement. While member states would have the flexibility to include exceptions to this ban, the EU has argued that these should be demonstrably compatible with a 1.5 degree rise in global temperatures and the Paris Climate Agreement more generally. The proposals face stern opposition from the US, Japan, and Korea, but public pressure is growing on ECAs to deliver a roadmap that will phase out government support for the entire fossil fuel value chain. SACE has published its annual numbers for 2023, after a year in which it led the way as the most active ECA in the market. In 2023, SACE support totaled €54.6 billion, up 13% on 2022, with a net profit of €398.2 million. The renowned push strategy, which strengthens Italian supply chains and opens routes to export, reached €8 billion and was expanded to include a green push product. The ECA also revealed that under the Garanzia Italia and Garanzia Support Italia schemes, which propped up business liquidity during the pandemic and in the aftermath of the Russia-Ukraine war, SACE guaranteed €71.4 billion. Trafigura has secured a $560 million ECA-backed deal with JBIC and SMBC. The deal is linked to long-term supplies of LNG for an unnamed Japanese utilities company. JBIC contributed direct lending totaling $390 million. In commodities and trade, Mercuria is set to begin trading in Japan's physical power market. The trader has hired Masayuki Kato, formerly one of Itochu Core's top electricity traders, as it looks to capitalize on rising volatility in the power sector. In Q1 2024 alone, around 60,000 gigawatt hours was traded, according to the Japan Electric Power Exchange. Power in Japan is closely linked to the price of LNG, and recent policy changes to clean energy production have encouraged more trading on the spot market. Olam Agri has secured a $625 million Murabaha facility that marks its first Sharia-compliant financing. Abu Dhabi Commercial Bank, Emirates NBD, and First Abu Dhabi Bank acted as senior MLAs. Proceeds will go to general corporate purposes. And finally, Trafigura CFO Christophe Samon and long-serving executive director José María Larroca are set to retire from the company. Samon first joined as CFO EMEA in 2012 from BNP Paribas and has served as group CFO since 2015. Larroca will leave in September after more than 30 years at the company, having joined just 1 year after Trafigura's founding and risen to become head of oil trading. The news marks a changing of the guard as a new generation joins Trafigura's management team. That's all for now, folks. Don't forget, you can subscribe to our weekly news podcast through your usual podcast provider. And you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle @TXFmedia. Thanks for listening.